If you live in North Central Florida, you've seen how Lake City has grown, especially during the past couple of years. Well, that growth has brought a new UF family medicine physician to town, Dr. Olga Einitsenka. Hi, listeners. This is Garrett Hall, and you're tuned in to another Shands HealthCast. I'm joined today by Dr. Einitsenka with University of Florida Primary Care West in Lake City. This practice opened in October 2008. Hello, doctor.
Thanks for having me here, Garrett. It's a pleasure to talk about family medicine.
If after listening to this HealthCast, you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment with Dr. Einitsenka, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. Well, Dr. Einitsenka, tell us a little bit about your background and training. I think most listeners will pick up on your wonderful accent, as I did, and immediately wonder what part of the world you're from.
I graduated from medical school in Belarus, and I moved to the United States approximately 9 years ago. I finished my residency program at University of Florida, and why family practice, I guess, came from my parents. Both of my parents are primary care physicians, so yes, played significant role in my decision.
Okay, and for those listeners who didn't know, as I didn't know, Belarus is a country that borders Russia, Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania. Minsk is its capital. Tell us about the services you provide here at University of Florida Primary Care West.
We provide variety of services in our clinic, which are typical for general primary care. This include management of chronic medical conditions like hypertension, COPD, depression, and treatment of acute illnesses as well. Other services include cancer screening, education about preventative care. We do employment, school, and sports physical. We do perform minor surgical procedures and give immunizations. We provide women health care, dermatological consultations, and referral for specialty care if needed.
Okay, and you see patients of all ages, right?
We see different age groups of patients in our clinic, including children 4 years and older, adolescent, and geriatric population.
And so why is a family physician such an important healthcare provider, especially in a community like Lake City?
Each year, the medicine becomes more and more complex, and this complexity leads toward development of multiple specialties. People, however, continue to have chronic medical conditions like diabetes, COPD, which require attention of family physician. And family physicians are trained very well to diagnose and treat wide variety of such problems. Primary care physician will coordinate your care and refer you for consultation if expertise is required. I guess no one knows better than family physician that 1 ounce of prevention equals 1 pound of cure, and we focus on preventative care, counseling, and cancer screening. It's also great to care about the whole family. That helps to build a good rapport with our patient, better understand the problem, and treat the problem with better success.
Mm-hmm. And you have the opportunity to develop relationships with families, you know, get to know them and any health issues they face. And that makes you an integral part of this community, right?
Yeah. Over the years, you develop a great relationship with patients, build a rapport, and they sort of become your family members, members of your practice. So that's really great. That helps to understand patients better, treat medical problems.
You touched on women's healthcare a few moments ago, and I know that's a focus here. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
So we do address some aspects of women's healthcare, which includes pelvic examination, pap smears, clinical breast examination, and referral for mammograms. We provide contraception counseling, management of depression, anxiety, diagnosis and treatment of certain disease like osteoporosis, sexual transmitted disease, pelvic inflammatory disease, irregular menstrual periods, and some other problems along this line.
And what makes your practice here unique and a great option for this Lake City community?
So I'm sure there are excellent physicians in the area to provide a primary care to the patients. However, many of them do not accept new patients. And with rapid community expansion, the need for the primary care physician continues to grow. So we do provide solution for that problem. On top of that, we have friendly and compassionate support staff that makes our patient to feel secure and confident. And we also, at the part of UF healthcare system, we do utilize University of Florida specialty resources for our patient. We also try to maintain tradition to carry a good care for our patient and trying to work constantly toward improvement.
And you mentioned on a personal note, Dr. Einatsenka, that your parents still practice medicine back in Belarus. Do they practice in a small town or a large metropolitan area?
It's a big metropolitan city. It's capital of Belarus, actually, Minsk. So it's big, but they serve for the small part of the city. So it's like serving for a small community.
And so what are some of the differences between the way family medicine is practiced here and in Belarus?
Well, we don't have family physician per se in our country. Primary care physician does provide some aspect of care similar to primary care physician in the United States, except doing GYN or B services, pediatrics care. And of course, there's not enough money to do more sophisticated diagnostic tests and procedures. Sometimes you have to see which medications are available and choose from the list of less expensive. So I guess you don't have much choice to be more, I guess, efficient and creative in practicing medicine. Sometimes you read about treatment options only in a book, but you're not able to implement this in real life. So I'm very excited to practice medicine in this country.
Well, I know that Lake City is glad to have you. It's been great to spend a few minutes getting to know you, Dr. Einatsenka, and learn a little bit more about your practice here. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Now, remember, listeners, as I said at the top of this healthcast, if you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment with Dr. Einatsenka, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Well, that's all for now. This is Garrett Hall. Take care. Thank you for listening to Shan's Healthcast. Shan's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shan's Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. Shan's Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shan's includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shans.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shans hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shans, the science of hope.